Don Butler's in our studio, Vice President of Capital Electric. This is a Bensenville company. Don, welcome to the studio. The company does what? What do you guys do?
So we're a renewable energy contractor, but we really specialize in the electric vehicle chargers.
No kidding. I'll bet business is, well, how is business these days?
You know, it's we've been really busy, especially through the pandemic. We've been extremely busy with, you know, the popularity of electric cars. Now that people are having a more difficult time getting a hold of cars, it's kind of stable, but nothing huge. I mean, we're still installing anywhere between 6, 7, 8 a day.
So Capital Electric, before there were electric cars everywhere, what were you doing then?
So we're also a renewable energy contractor, our solar contractor. So we do solar panels on both residential and commercial buildings.
Well, we always talk about the green wave, but I never know how big the wave is. Are people becoming increasingly interested in renewable energy, solar power?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, solar power and electric vehicles really go hand in hand. You put a few extra panels on your house, and now you have enough power to charge your car.
Well, do people power their homes with electricity from the sun?
Absolutely. So they can not only power their house, right? Typically during the daytime, you're producing additional energy where you're either sending it back on the grid or you're charging a battery back up for nighttime use.
Are there government subsidies for that? There used to be programs.
Yeah, so there's still a 26% federal tax credit on solar that does reduce to 22% next year. And then they have the SREC program through the state that is paying is on residential systems as much as 25% of the cost of the system.
How do people feel about the aesthetics of that?
You know, I think people are starting to get used to it. There are some people I've done on the North Shore where they're proud to have them on the front of the house.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, I was out in California a few years back, and I was in a subdivision, and the one that looked odd was the one that didn't have solar.
Didn't have them, yeah. And I suppose, too, there's ways to not necessarily hide them, but not feature them on the front of the house if you don't want to, right?
A lot of people prefer to have them on the side or in the back. Yeah. But sometimes you don't have a choice. I mean, you're going to get your best production on the south side.
Yeah, we put ours in the basement, and we get terrible production out of the thing. So, but back to car charges for a minute. If I buy a Tesla or a Chevy, an electric car, mm-hmm. I then have to have a charger at home, right?
Well, you'd have to have a means of charging. So a lot of manufacturers do come with portable cords that plug into a 240-volt receptacle. Some cars don't. They just give you the 110 cord where you would need a means of charging the vehicle.
Well, what would you sell me that would usurp that? What would be better than that? It's something, I guess, it goes quicker, huh?
Well, yeah. So on the level two, right now, what I'm seeing is the maximum acceptance rate on most cars is 48 amps. Some of the older Teslas got as much as 80. The cars now and all the other automakers, pretty much the maximum acceptance rate is 48 amps, which is a 60-amp circuit. If you want that, I can't use a receptacle. You would need some sort of a safety switch or a wall connector.
So people that buy these electric cars, that's interesting. I guess it would take longer to charge it in the garage, say, if I was just plugging it into the wall, right?
Yeah, but, you know, look at it this way. Most people don't fuel up with gas every day. You're leaving with a full charge. I want to say full charge 80-90%. You don't want to charge up to 100%, but you're leaving with a full charge every day, right? And depending on what level charger you go with and what amperage, depends on how fast the car charges. Now, I drive 200 miles a day. I drive a Model Y. And sometimes I'll play with the charger as far as what amperage would it take me to complete my charging before I wake up or have to leave? And it's usually about 12 amps. So I can have it charge slower all through the night. You can also set it up where if you're on hourly pricing when electricity fluctuates hourly.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can schedule the charging so it comes on in the early morning hours.
And thought about that. In a 24-hour cycle, does the cost of electricity change?
If you're on hourly pricing.
So that's something I can set up. Hourly pricing for electricity?
Yes, that is something that you have to apply through ComEd.
But then, lo and behold, there you are saying, okay, fine. So then what does that mean? Hourly pricing, okay. But when I'm going to be using electricity is during the, I guess, in the summer I would have the air conditioning running. And that's the most expensive time then during the day, I would guess.
Yeah, so typically afternoons through the evening hours, it's going to spike. You just have to monitor it, right? You can get an app. You can see how much electricity is at any given time. You can set up text alerts when the price is going to spike. But for the most part, the majority of the year, you're going to save charging your car at night at the cheaper rates.
Don Butler's in our studio, the Vice President of Capital Electric in Bensenville. So the customers you're looking for now, are they people to electrify their homes with solar or to charge their cars with solar power?
Oh, both. The majority of our work is electric vehicle chargers, right?
Yeah, right.
But people that get electric cars, I mean, our goal is to try to sell them solar, right? Because the two do work hand in hand.
I hope the government continues to subsidize these sorts of programs. Do you see that happening?
Well, hopefully the new version of the Build Back Better plan gets passed through.
And that's woven into that, right?
It is, yes. I mean, I don't know all the details, but yeah, there's definitely incentives for both solar and electric vehicle chargers in there.
In there, and some that are in place right now anyway, right?
On the electric vehicle charging side, no.
No, but I was speaking about home.
On the solar, yes. Yeah, so, yeah. Yes.
Don Butler, Vice President, Capital Electric in Bensenville. Capital Electric with a K, capitalelectric.com is the website. It's really intriguing, Don. And as electric car sales pick up, you need to check in again. I appreciate you coming into the studio today.
No, thank you.